Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
If you've been listening for a while, you'll have heard some amazing stories of grown-ups that did extraordinary things with God's help. But today, would you like to hear about a young boy who worked with Jesus to make something extraordinary happen? You would? Well, I'm David, and welcome to Step In, Bible Stories for Children. Now, before we open the Bible, we pray. We talk to God and ask for his help in bringing this story to life for us. Let's be still. We just talk to God, remembering that God loves being with us. The words we use don't have to be special. In fact, sometimes we don't even want to use words because God already knows what we're thinking and what we're feeling. And we can always be really honest with him. Lord God, thank you for this time with your Bible. Send your Holy Spirit to bring this story to life in new ways. Amen. It had been a long day. Jesus had been teaching, and thousands of people sat on the grass listening. The Bible says there were 5,000 men, women, and children besides, so there could be 15,000, 20,000 people crowding round. Everybody wanted to hear the words of Jesus. But as the sun began to set, they realised, we've had no lunch, we've had no tea, we've had no supper. Tummies were beginning to rumble. Can you imagine 20,000 tummies rumbling? No wonder the disciples looked worried. Philip said, Teacher, it's late. Send them away to find some food. They won't be able to concentrate. Jesus looked at the crowd, his eyes full of love. He said to Philip, No, you give them something to eat. Now, maybe you've had to make sandwiches for your friends from time to time. Can you imagine what your mum would say, or your dad would say, if you said, I've got some people coming for lunch? Oh, how many, darling? About 15,000. But just then, a small boy, not a man, not a grown woman, not somebody aged 100 like in some of our other stories, but a small boy, perhaps your age, came forward and tugged at Andrew's robe. Andrew was one of Jesus' friends. Excuse me, he said shyly. I have a lunch, 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Wasn't that sweet? He opened his basket. The bread was small and rough. The fish may be enough for one man. But there were 15,000 or 20,000 people there. But remember, with God, anything can happen. Andrew smiled gently. Thank you, but these aren't really quite enough for all these people. Andrew took the basket to Jesus anyway. It was something. Jesus looked at the boy and smiled. I want you to imagine his eyes full of love. How does that make you feel? Thank you, Jesus said kindly. Then he turned to his disciples, to his friends. He said, Tell everyone to sit down. Jesus lifted the basket high, looked to heaven and prayed. Father, thank you for this food. You see, even Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed all the time. That's why we should pray. And then he began to break the bread and give it to his friends, to the disciples, to hand out. And he kept breaking the bread. And there was more and more. And he kept breaking off pieces of fish. And there were just more and more and more. Basket after basket full of bread, fish, bread, fish. The disciples began to laugh. First with surprise as they carried food to every family. And then in amazement. The people ate and ate until they were full. every single one of them. And when everyone had finished, Jesus said, "Gather the leftovers so nothing is wasted." Very important not to waste things. The disciples went around and filled 12 baskets full of their food. It was more food than they started with. How can that possibly have happened? How do you think it happened? God does miracles. And sometimes he does miracles with people as young as you. That little lunch, 5 loaves, 2 fish, fed thousands because one boy chose to share. Jesus didn't need a feast, he just needed a willing heart. You see, when we give what we have, even if it's small, God can use it to do amazing things. Maybe you can share a toy, a smile, a kind word. It might not seem like much, but in Jesus' hands, small gifts become miracles. So never think you're too little to make a difference. If a boy with a lunch could feed thousands of people, what can God do with you? Would you like to find out? Well, let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for this little boy who gave everything to bless other people. Do a miracle in our lives. And start now, we pray. Amen.